This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Common Council tonight will discuss what can be done to help residents along 7th Avenue with potential flooding problems. Residents told the council earlier this month that a recently completed road project has caused their sump pumps to work 24/7. The City Public Works Department says the homes were built on a creek bed, and there's no magic solution to the problem. Council members will also hear a presentation on City Hall, whether it's best to renovate the current location, move to a new location, or possibly build a new City Hall. Renovation could cost as much as $28 million, and building a new City Hall could cost $35 million. The council will also set a pair of 2025 budget workshops for next week, and then a public hearing on the budget is set for November the 6th. The election is now just 2 weeks away from today. The chamber is hosting a candidates forum on Thursday morning from 7:30 till 8 at the Venture Project. The forum features the District 55 candidates, Nate Gustafson, the incumbent, and the challenger, Kyle Kehoe. You can submit your questions by email at rob@oshkoshchamber.com. Page 2 of the annual Coats for Kids campaign wraps up on Thursday of this week. If you have a gently used coat or want to buy a new coat for a kid, you can drop that coat off at the Oshkosh Food Co-op or the Senior Center. The outdoor track at J.J. Keller Field has now been completed. UW Oshkosh will host the WIAC Conference Track and Field Meets coming up next year, then again in 2027. The fire danger remains very high across the region. A fire broke out near Utica on Sunday and was quickly extinguished by firefighters. The Oshkosh School District has another informational meeting on their April referendum. It's coming up tomorrow at noon at the Oshkosh Public Library. And 4 minutes could get you $1,000. You have until October 31st to register for the New North Fast Pitch Contest. The Sales Pitch Contest is open to businesses across the 18 counties of northeastern Wisconsin. You can apply right now at startupwi.org. Turning to sports, UW Oshkosh's football team continues to move up in the D3 football rankings. The Titans are now ranked number 9 in the nation after their homecoming win over Platteville. And the Wisconsin Herd will take part in the G League draft coming up on Saturday. Herd has their training camp opening up next Monday. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.